The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxiety of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. During our Thanksgiving dinner, a fellow countryman was sharing, how would you console such a man who came to this country about 49 years ago? He's in his late 70s. He worked here as an accountant. He studied here. He came at the age of 24. He had two daughters. One of them was a medical doctor, and the other one, a medical lab technician. The medical doctor, after all the trainings in school and became a doctor, while giving birth, died at a young age. How would you console such a person? And the sister comes to me and says, "Father, I am almost losing faith in God." How would you console such people? Difficult. Life cut short at her prime. I don't even know if the child survived. The first reading today, Daniel gives interpretation to the dream the king had. Mene, mene, tekel, medes, pares. You have been found wanting, and your kingdom will be taken from you. And today's first reading talks about the fourth beast. The fourth beast that will come and become so arrogant and think that power belongs to him. Christians will be put to the sword. They will be persecuted. This was a prophecy, a vision the king had, and it came to pass. Think about it this way. What if you were a Christian? You were living at that time. It was very terrible to live in. Has time changed? People are still being persecuted today. The vision was a clear demonstration that evil would not have the last word. The king, the fourth beast, representing the king who came, thought power belonged to him. No, only God sets the limit of time in our life. Today happens to be the last day of our liturgical year. Tomorrow begins another year. The scriptures want us to understand that God has set a limit to our time and our existence. It only took 3 years for Jesus to make an impression, an impact, and he was gone. Only 3 years. Having lived 33 years. Only 3 years, and he made an impact, and he was gone. In our world today, we can't do all of it. We can only do the best we can. So let us try to identify with the eternal kingship of God, the eternal rulership, the eternal kingdom. because our world as we know it is passing. How do we use our power? How do we understand the happenings around us? When the evils, the trials, the temptation come our way, we must understand that it will never have the final say. And they were there for Thanksgiving. They had something to thank God for. Even amidst their trying times, they had something to be thankful for. What do you have to be thankful for in the midst of your worries, your difficulties? Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done and what the Lord is doing. So we pray today that through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, we may count our blessings more and not our losses. Amen.